Half Baby. What's good, y'all? Good morning. It is the Studio W Sports Page brought to you by J&J Sports Apparel. I am your host, your main man. I know you can't see me right now, but we're getting the screen and stuff here, but we is all in the building. Guys. Hey, there we go.
Hey.
Woo! Let me talk to you.
As you can see, I'm at the bottom of your screen, my man. I'm your man, Mill. Up to my top left, I got my guy, Mr. Kevin Harris, riding shotgun for all means, the guy to the right, Mr. Romar Smith. Fellas. How y'all been, bro?
Good.
It's been good over here, man.
Wild card weekend, baby.
Wild card weekend, and the script has been flipped in sports. A lot of dynasties have come to an end.
WB.
Yes, man. I never thought I'd see the day. Well, a day like this, we gotta talk about not one, not two, but three great coaches that has to be out. That's gone. And join us today also on Mr. Edwin Fitz. Mr. Edwin Fitz.
Yes.
How you doing?
Yes. Sir? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, Mr. Edwin Fitz.
Okay.
I'm your host, your man. You know, my name is Mill. We got Kevin and Romar.
New Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so this is the first time you've been here, first time we've had met. So tell me, sir, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Oh, good. We're here to talk a little bit of sports. So can you give me a little bit of background about you?
I was in the Navy 4 years. I did 20 years truck driving. Now I'm retired. Eagles for life.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe we did serve some time together. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. USS Santa Barbara.
Good, yes, well, part of the decommissioned crew. I haven't seen you in a long time, sir. So, tell me, what brings you to the Studio W Sports Page today?
Say that one more time.
What brings you to the Studio W Sports Page today?
Ooh.
Yeah, I had to support my homeboy.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate that. We're really going to get into it right now. So, what I like to call is round table roulette, where each of our esteemed guest hosts included, we'll give you a few minutes to have the floor and to air out your grievances about anything that's going on in the NFL or basketball, because basketball season started. Ooh. So I'm going to give you a few minutes, sir. You're my first guest of many that's going to come on today, hopefully. And whatever you want to talk about, we're going to have it out. So, Mr. Fitz, take it away, sir.
So, I'm kind of new to this. So, what really do y'all talk about besides the Eagle?
Oh, no, we talk about all the hottest topics in sports. Mainly, not going to lie to you, mainly football and basketball. But we talk about the pros, college. We do get into a little bit of basketball. We do get into a little bit of hockey, if time permits. We also love UFC. We love wrestling, WWE, if time permits. But, you know, the main thing, especially around this time of year, it's mainly football and basketball.
Sound like we got the same interests. When it comes to sports, you like the Eagles.
Yes, sir.
You like the Eagles. Well, not the like the Eagles. You love the Eagles.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm all Philly. The Eagles, 76ers. That's me. And you know, we like wrestling. I like the old people say wrestling.
Oh, yes, all four of us up here love our wrestling. So, A lot of times, just, so we waiting on a couple of other guests. We're going to get a little more into the Eagles later. Did you catch on SmackDown last night?
Oh, yeah. I don't miss a show.
Okay, okay.
Hey.
Okay, neither do we. So, what's your favorite wrestlers right now?
Right now, I think Knight, he can be a good little wrestler. He's kind of young and kind of arrogant. I like that. But yeah, he's going to be a good fella. Okay. I don't too much care about the Usos. And that Roman Reigns stuff is just played out.
Acknowledge me. I had to throw that one in there.
I think it's time for him to get a belt up.
Yeah, because
I'm like, dang.
I get it. Because I used to love it in the beginning, but after a while, you know, the diamond starts losing luster if you don't shine it up a little bit. They haven't shined it up in a while. I mean, it was one thing if they can keep the dominance and keep it fresh. Like, I thought they was going to bring a couple more of their cousins in by now and, you know, keep it going. But I kind of agree with you. It is getting kind of stale. Even though I love them, I disagree. I mean, I've been a fan of the Usos since the beginning, and it broke my heart when they broke up. And I thought that was just horrible, but, you know, what they going on with this bloodline? Yeah, I wanted her to get over with, because the only reason why it's going on this long is so that Roman Reigns can be, you know, try to break the overall record of days as champion.
That's the only way
I can see this storyline going on this long. And it's to the point where you already know that he's not going to lose the title until a WrestleMania. That's where it gets stale and predictable. Yeah. You already know that if he wins the next WrestleMania, he's going to carry it on over to the next one. That's the only time he's going to lose. All know it's
that. Yeah, because everything you said, it sounds correct. Everything.
Yeah,
it's just sad to say, and I'm thinking, you know, he's already beaten what, Hogan's record now? Or on his way to?
Yeah, I mean, he's number two.
Yeah.
Only one in his way is Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah.
And that's the overall record. Cause, I mean, as total days of champion, something like that. Because right. he's not gonna have the reigns he had, cause Bruno Sammartino, I mean, all together, I think it was like 11 years or something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not going to break that record. But he's going to... It's another one of his records that he's going after. And after that one's over, then, yeah.
It's almost like they're going to make sure that nobody's going to break Roman's record for a long, long time. I mean, that's what it's going to end up leading to. So, and the thing that's crazy is because he takes all these vacations. He only shows up like once every three pay-per-views now.
I want to see his contract.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see Roman Reigns' contract.
That needs to be under investigation.
I need to see. Because I already know that, you know, the time off is in his contract.
Yeah.
I already know this title reign is in his contract. I need to know the specifics of this title reign. Because it's got to be in his contract that all this stuff just keeps happening to keep him relevant and keeping him as a champion. It's got to be in there. It's got to be in there.
It makes no sense. Because it's not even like it used to be when we were watching it. A title has to be defended every 30 days.
Yeah.
That's what we used to seeing.
Yeah, except for Roman Reigns.
Yeah, now he's the only exception. Well, among a few other ones, too, that got away with it, too. Like Brock Lesnar is another one.
Actually, Logan Paul's getting
away with it. Yeah, Logan, that is true. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar. Yeah, that was Brock Lesnar's contract too.
But yeah, you did mention Logan Paul. They haven't said nothing about Logan Paul. I don't think he's had one since, or has he? Since he's had the belt, he beat Rey Mysterio. Which pay per view was it? Sometime last year, I believe.
Who he defending the title against?
I don't think he's had any title defenses.
Well, remember he had the tournament, the Kevin Owens
one. Well, yeah, yeah. But
so
right.
that's who he gonna fight for the belt at the next main event.
Right, yeah. But up until this point, he hasn't had a title defense at all.
And he gonna beat, for some reason I feel that, it's gonna fold out where Logan Paul keeps the belt.
It wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me. I hope it doesn't come out that way, but it wouldn't be surprising if you come out right, Roman, so I don't know.
I don't know. I see Kevin Owens winning this one.
I would love to see Kevin Owens beat him.
Cause.
Yeah, Kevin Owens is a good wrestler.
And they need that belt on the show.
Right.
And he gonna defend it every Friday night.
Well, at least fight every Friday night.
Yep.
Okay. Speaking of fights, we're gonna shift a little bit to the NBA real quick. Cause we're waiting still for some honor guests. Speaking of fights, guy's known for fighting, is kind of coming back, making his return soon. That's one Draymond Green.
I think he's gonna be the energy, the boost that they need to get back on track a little bit.
How they looking so far though?
They're looking terrible.
Now they're 6-11 in their last 17 games because they won last night. Before last night win, they were 5-11 in their last 16 games.
That to mention, let's talk about this one game that they got embarrassed on ABC a couple nights ago by the Pelicans. They lost by 36 at home. Their worst loss at home since 2007. So much so that the crowd just booed them. Now, mind you, this is with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, like two of the best shooters out there, you know, but that team does not seem right at all.
Well, it's crazy because me and my brother was talking about this last night. And what I see, it's just like they was the new pony trick when that offense came around, the way that they had it. The offense was the whole dynamic of the game when they finally got back on the scene with Steve Kerr, the dynamic of the offense on the end of the flow. Won't nobody up on there the way that they played ran offense. So now it's like every team has caught up to that. To that curve of offensively, and they old stout. I mean, and Klay still hasn't really recovered or found his niche since them two injuries to the knee. And they still only sitting two spots out of the play-in, out of the 10th spot to get into the playoffs.
But think about this though.
I mean, offensively, yeah. They ain't never had no defense, and they got a lot of injuries right now. They still without Moody for like 10 more days or whatever. You don't know which Andrew Wiggins you're going to get.
Yeah.
He ain't been the same since the championship that they won. They put that, for some reason, they got a whole lot of faith in this Kuminga guy. I don't think it. He ain't it.
I don't see it either. And the trade deadline is coming up, so somebody's got to make a move somewhere.
They can't make a move.
Why not?
Because all their money is tied up in the Draymond, Klay, and stuff. Draymond just signed a new deal last year.
Oh, yeah.
And then they ain't wait. They pulled the gun on James Wiseman so early. They ain't give him a chance to pan out to see what he able to do. Now he jive look good in Detroit.
Well, unfortunately, the Pistons, they haven't done much anything.
I mean, they still, they done played tight games. They done played.
Well, yeah, I mean, but.
They just ain't winning nothing.
Yeah. Well, you know, you had a 28 game losing streak, and then you lost another, what, 6-7 straight afterwards? They lost again last night. Now, that one was at, and the funny thing is that the Pistons game was originally supposed to have been on ESPN last night, but they pulled it. The ESPN pulled the flex move, a week ago. And they it was supposed to be the Rockets against the Pistons on ESPN, but because the Pistons was doing so bad, they flexed them and put Sacramento and Philly on there last night.
And that was a great move. I watched Philly lead from the wire to wire. Hey, that boy Maxi different.
Hey, Mr. Fitz, please give me, since you're all things fit, please give me your thoughts on the Sixers right now. Fitz? Well, we'll get back to him in it. We'll get back to him in a minute. So, guys, what do you think about these Sixers right now?
Well, they broke up with a 3-game losing streak last night. Where Embiid, I guess the main thing is they need somebody to help him out a little bit. You know, they were talking about last night that, you know, he may not be able to get the 65 game season that they're looking for to be considered, I guess, an MVP candidate. If that's, I mean, they got new rules going on right now.
But they also said he's not concerned with getting the awards. He's trying to make sure that he's healthy enough to make a push for a championship. You know what I'm saying? Like last year, he fought through a lot of injuries just so he could get the lead MVP that he got robbed of the year before. This time he's actually thinking about making sure that his body is in shape to make a push for a long run into the playoffs and maybe bringing the championship back to Philly. So he ain't worried about the number of games to get recognized for the MVP award or anything like that. If he get hurt, he ain't got nothing, but he can only miss 7 more games. If he miss 7 more games, he ain't gonna be considered for the award anyway.
Yeah, and besides, even then, it's only a regular season thing. So yeah, sometimes you gotta think long term.
And that's what he's doing. He ain't worried about that. What you haven't seen, him forcing himself to go fight for these awards and not be helped to come throughout the playoffs. That has hindered him. Now he's trying to change it up. And he got a good supporting cast. To me, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. With Batum and the one person that Tobias Harris, I mean, they done asked him to change his role in the offense so many times and he done accepted the role. And it stepped up to the plate. He's having one of his best seasons shooting the ball. But he got all the help he need in Maxey. Maxey is a problem at point guard. You're talking about probably one of the top 3 point guards in the Eastern Conference. He averaging 26 a game. Without Embiid, he dropped from 26 a game to 25.
That's not much. That's not really a drop off at all.
Yeah, and his 3-point shooting suffers a lot without Embiid being in the lineup. But they can win without Embiid too. Maybe not a lot, but that was an impressive win from wire to wire last night without him. It was a statement game. To me.
So you thought it was a must-win type?
Yeah.
Well, I see one thing. Philadelphia right now is 24-13. I think they're doing pretty daggone good.
Yeah. They got to stay within the top 3.
They're gonna stay in the top three because behind them, Indiana, who was also impressive. Don't get me wrong, Cleveland and New York. Those were tops. I mean, New York's a six seed,
and they're getting better.
And this is the first time in a long time where I can look at the Eastern Conference and the top eight all have winning records. Let that sink in. Yeah. Yeah, Dad.
Wow. It's been a while.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care what point in the season. This is the first time in a long time I can look at the Eastern Conference and the top eight, who's where the playoffs is, the top eight, all of them in the Eastern Conference, all of them got winning records.
How about the West?
The West? Let me see, top.
Now usually that goes
to the West. I say the same thing for the West too. Right now, the eighth, but the problem is, when we go to the West, Dad, I got a problem with the Phoenix Suns being the eighth seed at 20-18.
And it's so crazy. What's Golden State record? Like 18-20?
Yeah.
That was gonna be my next one.
Everybody talk about how Golden State ain't looking right, but
if they aren't.
They two games out of the eighth spot.
Hey Dad, you gonna love this. Here it is from, all right, I'm gonna give you the top from top to bottom. Number one, we have the Minnesota Timberwolves.
And the reason that you have number one, the Minnesota Timberwolves in the West, his name is Anthony Edwards.
Which Roman's been on the bandwagon with him for a minute, but that's neither here or there. Number two.
The Denver Nuggets.
No.
No. Okay, the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Shane Gills.
SGA.
Yes. And Chet Holmgren.
Who saw that coming?
I did.
Well, number three is the Denver Nuggets. Number four. I mean, we already know Denver Nuggets are the Denver Nuggets. So, them at the three spot.
They are still the best team in the West.
And for real, they only a game out. That's how close it is. They only a game out. A game behind them, you got the Clippers.
And Kawhi and his new $130 million extension.
And Paul George is next. They signed them too long. They're putting it out there. They try to lock them down. At number six, you got the Sacramento Kings.
Same spot that they were at last year. No, they was five last year.
Then you got the Dallas Mavericks at the sixth spot. And they really tied with New Orleans. So that's really a tie right there. And now you have the Phoenix Suns. Now, you did not bring in Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant to be the eighth seed. You just did not do that. So something's wrong there. Something's wrong there.
But remember, they had injuries from the get-go. So none of big three played together,
Do you really think they were injuries?
No.
I would think, well.
No, they found a way to lose that load management and not get in trouble. Notice, they say it was injuries, but you'll see if KD playing, and Devin Booker playing, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker playing, guess what? KD's sitting down for the night. They have found ways to be their own worst enemy with that lineup. And one of the problems that the big three ain't gonna work so well together, Devin Booker is your point guard in that offense.
And he is not a point guard. That's why
he's a scoring guard. So off the rip, you asking him to change his game to a certain point.
It's not going to work.
It's not enough. You need if you got that team, get you a point guard to facilitate to all of them and let them play their game.
It's not going to work.
And the only way that that works with a point guard, you move KD to the four. Which means Bradley Beal or Devin Booker going to be your three.
It's too many shooters now. You need someone to expedite this.
And they don't play Bobo enough. And he's a baller.
You know who they need?
New coach.
Now, they need to call Rajon Rondo and see what he's doing.
Or John Wall.
You just need someone who just wants
to facilitate. So we can ex Washington Wizards to play on the squad, I guess, huh?
They just need someone that wants to facilitate and not score. Hell, I even swing a deal
if
I
could get Pat Beverly. Point guard for that team.
Well,
I'll swing a deal for Pat Beverly if I could.
But you know the crazy thing is? You let the person that could simply handle that pressure of being the point guard of that team go, the Golden State.
Yep.
You would have kept Chris Paul and got that and got them three.
Chris Paul's out again.
Regardless of that. But if Chris Paul would have stayed in Phoenix and you still would have been able to get Bradley Beal and KD and still have Devin Booker.
You are locked
to look at Phoenix actually being a top three team in the West.
I'm on board with you halfway.
But
I can't trust Chris Paul to be on the floor any more than I can the rest of them.
That's right.
Because of the history of injuries.
I mean,
I can't trust him to be on the floor, man.
What are you talking about?
He a load management, you know what too.
Well, you know he has real reason for load management.
Understood, but it is what
him
it is.
And LeBron.
Well, no, LeBron doesn't get hurt. LeBron.
Well,
I mean, he got.
I don't know about that part.
I mean, he do get hurt, but LeBron probably is one of the best players that in the league at taking care of his body. Like, you don't get the longevity and some of the things that he's doing at his age still. You don't do that unless you take care of your body. And he does. He put a lot of money into taking care of his body.
Yes, he does. Now, he hasn't done a lot of load management this year, has he?
No.
He's been playing, so that's working for him.
And they're talking about they might be getting ready to move away from that $85 million man in Austin Reeves by the trade deadline.
But here, my question is this. It's like you got AD and LeBron and Austin Reeves, but they don't have any shooters, a true shooter.
Guess what? The ghost of letting Dennis Schroeder leave in L.A.
He wasn't on. But before we get on the Lakers too much, we have Phoenix at 8, the Houston Rockets at 9, the Utah Jazz
at 10.
That's it.
Oh, now, you want to know what the biggest takeaway is, Mel? You're looking?
Udoka got them. And pretty much got winning records.
Here's the thing.
Except outside of Golden State.
That's it. But check this out.
That's it. That's where the winning records
stop.
The Lakers after that.
And Golden State after that.
Right.
Now, here's the thing.
And their records ain't that bad.
The between 1 and 10 is separated by 8 games.
Yep.
Keep that, let that sink in for a second. 1 through 10. Now, every other year, it would have been like a widespread, like 15.
Oh, it's going to sound
I'm going to say
but,
this.
But it's stacked. But that is actually stacked.
I'm going to make a bold prediction. By the end of the regular season, 11 and 12 going to have playoff spots in the West. The 11 and 12 team. Gonna have playoff spots.
Oh, you mean Golden State and the Lakers?
Yep, they are.
All right, what about the team that's behind them, the Memphis Grizzlies?
Nope.
You don't see that?
Nope.
Y'all can't take anyone can't take a stab at that one?
Well, I'm gonna say this. Unless you find Derrick Rose and a family youth without being injured, you might have a shot. Cause Derrick Rose gonna have to be that dude. A key piece when he come back from being injured.
Hey, Auntie.
Hey, boo, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Coming to the studio, W is all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. My auntie, Miss Roz McCoy.
Hi, Mill. Hi, Romar. Hi, Edwin. Hello, Kevin.
Hey,
Miss Roz.
Good morning.
Morning. I'm in here enjoying my day off. They gave me a weekend off at the job. I didn't get up to like maybe 10 minutes ago. I'm still in my San Francisco 49er robe. Bam.
Okay. Okay.
Now I just bought the for Christmas. Oh, hell, hush. Whoever said that, hush.
That was Mr. Fitz.
Oh, he must be a Dallas Cowboy fan or something.
No, he's an Eagle.
Oh, don't disrespect me like that now.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Mr. Edwin, my liege. I would never, ever, ever insult anybody.
I mean, it ain't that much better.
And sense to not be a Cowboy fan. You are my new hero. And matter of fact, how are you doing?
I don't know if I'm your hero because I'm an Eagles fan.
I ain't got a problem with the Eagles. And the only team I don't like is Dallas.
Oh, we friends there.
How you doing? Hey, where do you live? Because I'm going to be coming to Virginia sometime this summer. Mill knows me, and poor Mill Daddy. I am a stand-up comedian, and I perform in Newport News, Virginia, once a year. If you're up there, you know, make sure you come to the show. Sit up front. Please.
Where you tour at?
Where what?
Where do you tour at?
I don't tour a whole lot because I have a daughter who had stage 3 cancer. So I didn't travel too much.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, she's fine. She had surgery the day after Christmas and tonight she's going to a damn masquerade party. Y'all know, cause she young, she 43. You know good and well that at 43 we could have survived that and been on our way. But I'm 62. If I stub my toe, I'm gonna need 5 days of burial.
On a side note, hi Aisha. If y'all, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Studio W Sports page, brought to you by J&J. And I got two of my old Navy buddies here on the line. You know, Ms. Roz McCoy, Mr. Edwin Fitz, we all served on the USS Santa Barbara together. And it's been the first time that all of us have been on the air together since then. So this is really awesome that they decided to share this morning with us. Roz, I know you got your mic on mute, but I have to give you the floor because today, everyone is invited to come to the Studio W Sports page and air out their sports grievances. So since you are now here, you're now our honored guest. Anything that you want to talk about as far as sports, you may have it right now.
I would like to know why the Dallas Cowboys are still in existence. I think they're run by the mafia.
Who ran by the mafia?
The Dallas Cowboys. Well, my grievance is how is it that it's beginning to look like the games are being rigged. It's beginning to look like it because there've been some questionable calls that decide the outcome of a certain games, and it didn't make any sense to me. Unless, you know, the odds or whoever's in charge here, I'm thinking it's Vegas. decided we want to close the spread or some bullshit like that. So,
it started am I with allowed Kansas to cuss City.
Here? Mm-hmm. No, please no cussing, but that's okay. You good.
Please no cussing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Y'all forget. I was in the Navy and I haven't finished my coffee yet. When I finish this, I'll be human.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah, we know how to get people to be.
It feels like that it got exposed with all the games being rigged, and I'm going to say this because of the matchup with Dallas and Green Bay this weekend. Because
what is Vegas saying about that?
But you before all the Vegas talk, remember, and I ain't a Cowboy fan, but Dez Bryant made that catch and came down with that ball that day in the playoffs.
Yep, sure did. Yes.
Nine years ago this week.
Yeah. And guess who was the coach of the Green Bay Packers then?
Good old McCarthy.
I got Dallas winning this game, but for some reason, don't be surprised if Green Bay go down there and beat them people.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm praying.
I mean, but you look at the track record of them playing in the playoffs, all those games have been decided by a call.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of a game.
You know what I'm saying?
Green Bay play them tight in most of their games. All them games have been close games. Won by either team. Especially in the playoffs.
Funny you should mention that, because remember the time in 2017, Green Bay against Dallas, when Aaron Rodgers threw that pass on 3rd and 20, and I think I forgot the receiver's name, but they further said it was incomplete, but then after further review, he was in bounds. So in about a couple plays afterwards, game-winning field goal. 34-31.
So nobody here wants Dallas to win this football game, huh?
I'm going with Dallas.
I mean, I picked the Cowboys.
I need the points.
Yeah.
But in my heart and soul, as me being the type of football fan that I am, and I'm with Roz with this, like, if there's any team that I hate, and I'm a Washington Redskins fan.
Well, me, myself, and I love the underdog.
You say you love the underdog, Mr. Fitz?
And I think Green Bay can do it.
Yeah. I'm definitely going with Green Bay.
All right. It is to note that Dallas
is the best offense in the first quarter.
No, they haven't beaten Green Bay
in the playoffs.
Right.
Matter of fact, Green Bay is, what, like 9-1? Against the Cowboys in the last 10 matchups?
Damn.
Well, let me see this.
But Dallas is undefeated at home. So something's got to give.
Green Bay has beat them at home.
This year?
No.
But in history,
Green Bay has beaten them 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
And some of them games have been so,
Yeah, history's on Green Bay side.
History's on Green Bay.
But Dallas is undefeated at home this year. So.
And Mike McCarthy's job is probably on the line if they don't win this game.
Put it this way. Somebody's head's going to be on a platter after Monday.
After Tuesday, too, but that's not it.
Well, yeah. Well, then again, well, it all depends how that goes.
I can't wait to.
Now, think about this. For the last three seasons, you've won 36 games. So you've been 12-5 for the last 3 years. This is your best shot at going all in to the Super Bowl.
Well, they got the easiest road if they do win.
Mm-mm. No, they don't.
Oh, no.
No, they don't.
No,
they don't.
They do not.
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
Hold on, because if the Eagles win Monday night, y'all go to Dallas, don't y'all?
Nope.
Y'all go to San Francisco.
They got to go to San Fran.
Now, that's who's in Dallas' way.
And Detroit... We'll have to come to Dallas. And Detroit should have won that game when they played Dallas. If it wasn't for that 2-point, if they didn't decide to go for the 2-point conversion and just would have took that game into overtime, they would have won.
Yes. I like the way you think, Romar.
See, now,
the only thing that I say that's going to hurt Detroit in their game against the Rams, and I seen this last night, people, a couple of sportcasters talking about it. His decision to play his starters might come back and haunt him because you kept your starters in against Minnesota. It was a game that you could have just afforded to lose anyway. It wouldn't have changed your position. But you lost your tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the key position in deciding that game with the Rams tomorrow. Watch what I tell you.
And not only that, you still got Stafford to deal with too.
I don't care about Matt Stafford. Matthew Stafford has to deal with that defense and Aiden Hutchinson.
Stafford's looking for that get back because of the fact that people been saying that he ain't done nothing for the Lions in the whole 12 years he's been there.
But Detroit honored him by trading him and giving him a chance to win a ring. They didn't have to let him go.
Do you know who I had winning that one?
You had Detroit.
I had Detroit.
Yeah.
You know why I got Detroit?
Why?
Because the Rams are going to have to deal with a ticked off Amon-Ra St. Brown. How he is not in a Pro Bowl after the season he's had is beyond me.
And doesn't he leave the league in receiving touchdowns or something?
He leads the league in something. I know that man had a monster season and he ain't in the Pro Bowl.
Well, chances are he might still get in there.
Hey. Matt, I'm gonna give a shout out to my boy, Scary Terry, for being the first Washington receiver in Washington's history with four consecutive 1,000-yard receiving seasons, and quietly done it.
Hold on.
Yeah, they said it. I know that Garrett, he had 10,000 yards, but they said Terry McLaurin is the first Washington Redskin or Commander receiver with four consecutive 1,000-yard seasons.
So that means that Jerry Clark averaged 1,000 yards a season.
Without getting it.
Yeah. Okay, that is possible.
Yes.
Okay, we cool.
I was going to say the math ain't mathing somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in my head, when I see the 10,000 yards and Gary Clark played 10 seasons for the Redskins and got 10,000 yards receiving. Yeah, look at it, that's 1,000 yards a year.
Right.
Which,
you were, if you average over that.
But yeah, for McLaurin, he done had 1,000 yards for the last four seasons consecutively.
And coming to the stage.
The greatest Cowboy fan we know.
The greatest Cowboy fan of all time, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. C.J. Richardson. C.J., it's Wheelhouse Roulette time here. It's time for you to come here and air out your sports grievances, sir. So as I mute everybody's mics, the floor is yours. How you doing this morning?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say, as the NFC East champions, it's how about them Cowboys? It was served up to me on a silver platter. But the only thing I want to air out about sports, my grievance is, man, I can't trust nobody. I can't trust nobody, man. I can't trust the referees. I can't trust the coaches. I can't trust nobody right now. It's the time of the year. Hold up. Let me check. Two of y'all team ain't playing no more. Don't say nothing to me. don't say nothing to me. Okay. I just want to be clear on that.
So, good morning, CJ.
Romar, all that talking and over-talking you normally do on the show, not today. Kevin, glad to see you got a basketball jersey on. Yep. But it is definitely basketball season for you.
Uh-huh.
yet. So, really, I ain't got nothing to say about sports because, man, I'm frustrated with a lot of stuff, man, and I can't change none of it. The refereeing is what's taking me off. You know, I don't care win, lose, or draw. Just call the game right. That's about the worst thing for me. You know, and it was the other guy that he normally comes on the show. You know, he's probably not here today. But he always wears a little Santa Claus hat with the Eagle thing on it. Yeah. I don't forget nobody. Yeah. He talking about they gonna win the East. Well, I guess the East done changed to the West, or the West done changed to the North, or the North done changed to the South, because he definitely didn't win the East. And Mill, it's your show, and I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be nice. Don't but you got it coming too.
CJ. I just want you to ask him who he got winning that game Monday night.
Oh, he got Tampa Bay. I already know.
It's crazy because I believe that they get to the second round and San Francisco dragged them.
Well, let's be clear, Romar, to put everything in proper perspective. His team is still playing and yours isn't. Because we got to keep it real.
I mean, what do you do? We all know that.
Y'all ain't know what to do. Because every year, okay, Mill, I changed my mind. I do got something I want to say. See, every year, the Commander fans are high and mighty when they 0-0. Everything going to change. Everybody going to change. Y'all done changed the name. You done changed the coach. You done changed the quarterback. You done changed everything. Except for the winning tradition, you ain't got one.
Hey, and every year, regardless of the fact, I'm going to still be a Commanders fan.
You're supposed to be, but you need to get you some T-shirts with an L on them.
I will when y'all lose in the playoffs.
See? But key phrase there.
Yeah, you are in the playoffs.
We're not going to lose, bro.
Oh, you're not going to the bowl, CJ. You ain't going, y'all ain't making it to the big dance this year. Okay.
Bet me $100 a round. How about that? We got to shut people up this morning.
I'm not a betting man, but I just know that y'all ain't going to beat, y'all ain't going to the boat.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
Here comes,
yeah, you can shut me up with the money, but y'all ain't going, okay. y'all ain't going there.
Mute him.
Here comes my father.
There you go.
CJ, what's going on, brother?
Who is that?
You know who it is. Huh?
I know, but do you know who this is? This is the NFC East.
This is the number one Cowboy hater, and you know it. And I agree with Romar this time. Y'all ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Hey, who Cowboy playing this weekend?
They're playing Green Bay tomorrow.
You play at Green Bay in Green Bay?
No, in Dallas.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter. And look here, your fate may be coming faster than you think, brother. Your boys better run. You know that lie you told about being 287 miles somewhere here. that's why your boys better be running 287 miles before you have any chance. No, you going down, CJ. Going down.
Cut it out.
Did you blow a whistle?
Time out.
Where the red flag at?
Challenge flag.
Where the flag at, CJ?
That's right. See, no, he better throw the white flag. He better give up. Give up right now, CJ.
Hey, look, we beating up Green Bay about 45-17.
Oh, huh? Lord. Oh, really?
Their secondary, I swear, I'd run a double move route, and I might score.
That's how bad their secondary 17. Is.
Oh, you just started drinking there.
17. Anybody want 7 points now for $100, speak now if ever hold your peace.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to hold my peace.
I ain't holding nothing.
I'm going to hold my peace.
Y'all going down. CJ?
Hey.
Monday morning, I want you on that podcast. Okay? Don't have the crying towel next to you now. Oh, huh?
Man. Hey, look, man. I'm telling you right now. We beat Green Bay, and we want Philly or Detroit. Come on, get yourself.
You won't see Philly. That's the only word.
Philly might not win that game, man.
But if they win, they go to San Fran.
Yeah, we get Detroit. Yeah.
And the only reason you beat Detroit is because of that 2-point conversion.
Woo, and that is a fact. That was the dumbest call.
Let me tell you this, though.
Don't forget about the ref, either.
Next is
that's over just like watching this season. That's over.
Hold on. The only way that Dallas will see Philly again is if Philly wins and the Rams win. Right. If the Rams win, the Rams go to San Fran and we go to Dallas.
Yeah.
That's the only way that's going
to
happen.
I'm taking Detroit anyway. Detroit playing the Rams, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm taking Detroit anyway. Yeah.
I just want to clear that up. I just want to clear that up.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, CJ, I just had to, you know, I got to run, but I had to put my 2 cents in it, bro.
I appreciate
it. All right, my friend.
Right.
Yeah, that's my dad the CEO, Mr. WB. So, let's get into since we're here right now, we got plenty of time to spare. Let's get into these playoffs. Y'all want to get into these playoff matchups?
Sure, why not?
We can.
Okay, we all talked about the Dallas, the Green Bay game. We already know where CJ stands. Let's talk about this Detroit and Rams game.
Like I said, I think that
I'm picking Detroit.
I'm going with the Lions, but the fact that LaPorta got hurt, it's gonna be some problems for the Detroit offense without him.
And I'm surprised that with all these on the teams, they have issues at the tight end spot, that no one has picked up the phone and signed Zach Ertz yet. I'm shocked at that.
And
Detroit should have signed Zach Ertz Monday.
Aaron Donald might make a lot of noise disrupting their offense in the game.
But they got the same issues. The Rams secondary is trash too. And they can run the ball. The Detroit can run the ball with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. They can really just pound the Rams defense to submission.
But I understand. And even though LaPorta out, with you just saying that, forget, both of them are good at catching the ball out of the backfield too.
Yes. This is not an easy.
This come down to quarterback play.
That's come down to coaching.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to say quarterback play because these two quarterbacks got traded for each other. They know each other's, they know each other team's offense.
Right.
How ironic is that?
Right.
Hey, y'all need to stop listening to them goddamn sports commentators, man.
I ain't listening to nobody.
Hey, look, this is what I'm thinking about.
Hold on, man. Them teams are totally different teams than when they got traded. The offenses ain't exactly the same, and the defense is not the same. They've added players. They lost some players. Philosophies have changed. So it's not just that simple. The only thing they know about each other is the time they spend on them other teams. But they've changed a lot.
Okay, so you care to elaborate? What has changed about the Rams, CJ?
Okay, so first of all, okay, it's been, 3 years now, I do believe?
Yeah.
Okay, I do believe the coordinators have changed. Okay, so they're not running the same. That same coordinator is not there that was there when Stafford was there. So they're not running the same plays. The terminology is different. He has some familiarity with the team as far as the time that he was there, but ain't nothing the same for neither team. And if they go in there with that philosophy, somebody getting blowed out. Remember I said that when we come back next week.
So you got the Rams?
Yeah, because I think Aaron Donald will have his best day.
He
due for one big game.
Yeah.
He hasn't been to Aaron Donald the last few weeks, but he due for that breakout game, and he usually comes up big, and then the next week you might not see him.
So, CJ, let me ask you this question. Who got the better receiving core?